The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
They don't want the flow to stop. But everything they've done so far is to tell immigrants, come in, we'll find a way to place you around the country. Yeah, wink and a nod.
Hospitalizations down, cases are down. So things are going exceedingly well here in America. They don't want to let you know it, but it's time to get back to work.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
There's sort of an existential battle within the Republican Party, which is a little intriguing to watch. Lindsey Graham has given as good an assessment of what's happening within the party right now as anybody I've heard lately. As you know, there's this whole battle about Liz Cheney. And it is kind of astounding to see the mainstream media. All these leftists and Democrats love Liz Cheney now. All that matters to the left is if you hate Donald Trump. You can call the Cheneys war criminals, Nazis, horrible things. The things they said about her dad and her, for that matter, you can go down a laundry list of criticisms of Liz Cheney. But as soon as she decides to come out swinging and swinging and swinging against Trump and Trump supporters, she is okay by me. She is living large. She's our kind of gal. it's pretty astounding. I think somebody called it on Fox News the other day, head snapping to see all of the lefties turn into Liz Cheney fans. CNN's Poppy Harlow said, she's standing tall. She's standing. They don't want her to be silenced. They don't want to be silenced. Anyway, here's Senator Lindsey. That's classic. You're not falling for it, are you? Promise me you're not falling for it. I got to believe that Americans are dumb enough to fall for all this fawning and all of this salivating over Liz Cheney all of a sudden. Believe me, they don't like Liz Cheney any more than they like you and me. But they're going to use her as a weapon to try to, and they're panicked. They're really panicked because the pushback against Liz Cheney reminds the CNNs of the world that the 75 plus million Americans who supported and support Donald Trump aren't going anywhere. But they want us to sort of go away. Here's Lindsey Graham yesterday, or last night, on Sean Hannity.
Yeah, I would just say to my Republican colleagues, can we move forward without President Trump? The answer is no. I've always liked Liz Cheney, but she's made a determination that the Republican Party can't grow with President Trump. I've determined we can't grow without him. All of these people like Herschel Walker and all the people you just named are attracted to the Trump Republican Party. Economic populism, America First agenda. If you don't get that as a Republican, you're making the biggest mistake in the history of the Republican Party. The reason our party is growing with minorities and with working men and women is because President Trump appears to be on the side of people working really hard. Appears to be on the side of opportunity, not dependency, because he is.
No Republican has ever garnered more minority votes than Donald Trump in the history of America. No Republican has ever appealed to the middle class to hardworking, tax-paying, God-fearing Americans like Trump has. And Lindsey Graham is right. He's spot on. You either get it or you don't. We're not going anywhere. And so Eddie Scarry writes a great, great analysis of this at the Washington Examiner. Derek, let's post this at MikeOnline.com, what Liz Cheney doesn't understand. And I'm gonna say this to you, and I want to dive into this. I want a full-throated analysis of this right here, because this show is gonna tackle this as we have head on. We're not going to avoid it. We're not going to try to ignore you. We're not going to be ignored on behalf of this show. I want you to dive into this at 1-800-655-MIKE. I want to get this out on the table once and for all. I'm going to read some of the comments from Eddie Scarry, and I want you to react to this. Here's what the Liz Cheneys of the world don't understand. I mean, Liz Cheney, he claims that she's become a self-promoting nag. You know, we get it. She's so brave. Yeah, we get it. Her op-ed that she wrote this week in the Washington Post is one long chew-out of Republicans, haranguing them to be brave enough to defend the basic principles that protect our freedom, our process, our democratic process. In essence, Eddie Scarry writes, shut up about the election. And here's what the Judge Smales of the world, the country club Republicans, the establishment types, the silk bathrobe wearing Republicans, Muffy and Buffy and Mitt and Liz. Here's what they don't understand. Republican voters. Republican voters, Eddie Scarry writes, are still boiling in anger over the election. And justifiably so. Democrats and the media did their damnedest to make everyone miserable for 4 years because the 2016 election didn't go their way. Why is it incumbent on Republicans, Liz Cheney, to be gracious losers when they know with certainty, because the Democrats and the media spent 4 years demonstrating it, that the opposition would never do so? Here's a quote from former President Trump in a recent interview. There was a widespread understanding that this election was not on the level. We still don't know what really happened. There's just a lot I think will be revealed. History will discover. In that interview, Trump alleged shenanigans and stuff going on would lead a person to come away with an idea, whoa, something's not right here, unquote. Oh, wait, Eddie Scarry says, my mistake. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Hillary. Hillary Clinton said that right before the last election. To this day, Hillary Rodham Clinton maintains that the election she lost was illegitimate. She has literally called Trump an illegitimate president. So you know what, Liz Cheney? Spare me your pearl clutching, okay? Why don't you take on Hillary Clinton, Liz Cheney, with the intensity that you've gone after Trump and Republican voters who are furious about the election? I'm sorry, I don't want to get mad. It's Friday, it's Mother's Day weekend. I'm in a fantastic mood. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios, Friday, May the 7th, 2021. Hope you are too. I want to see what you make of this disconnect between Judge Smales and Liz Cheney and all the rest of them who can't believe that you have the temerity to believe something wasn't right about November 2020. What do you make of Eddie Scarry saying Liz Cheney doesn't get or understand Republican voters? Eddie Scarry says the 2020 election was unfair, but since when have Democrats fought fair? If calling it unfair or any other synonym for the word helps Republicans cope with the loss, that's a small price to pay. And the currency for it didn't run out just because Democrats are in power now. Cheney surely feels good and gets a nice pat on the head from the media for the constant lecturing of her own party. Maybe she's better off leaving if she doesn't understand its voters. Laura Ingraham said that the other night. Is it too much to ask for Republican leadership to not hate Republican voters? Let's dive into it together. 1-800-655-MIKE. I want you to join us. We have a line open. Let's tackle this head on. I want to get a lot of voices here today. I mean, I've noticed callers are a little bit reluctant on this for some reason. No more. Dive in. I want your voice to be heard on this. Is Eddie Scary right with his analysis that Liz Cheney is pitifully out of touch with Republican voters? Is Lindsey Graham right that we cannot grow the Republican Party without Donald Trump? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I hope you join us. We've got a line waiting just for you, and let's get a ton of voices in here today. I want a lot of calls for this segment, this Friday episode of The Mike Gallagher Show. Glad you're here. 800-655-6453.
Get the Mike Gallagher weekly newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Liz Cheney is a definition of the swamp creature. Her dad is a war criminal. Term limits. The military has them. Everybody's got them, except politicians. Enough is enough.
Regarding Liz Cheney, it is very simple. She, like her dad, Dick Cheney, like George W. Bush, like Rumsfeld, they're all part of the establishment.
I mean, it's true, and I say that I have a great deal of affection for Dick Cheney. I like Vice President Cheney. Like Lynn Cheney. I've liked Liz Cheney over the years until now, and now she's likely to lose her GOP leadership job. It's pretty much a foregone conclusion that as early as next week, House Republicans are going to strip Representative Liz Cheney of her number three GOP leadership position. She has been banging the anti-Trump drum. You know, virtue signaling. I hate Trump. Trump's a liar. Trump's this. Trump's. All right. Okay. Good for you. Good for you. We get it. You hate Trump. Just like Mitt Romney, just like Jeff Flake, just like all these never Trump Republicans who are meeting with a wall of resistance. And there's a reason for that. Burl, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. And incidentally, Liz Cheney also faces some headaches back in Wyoming. Forget D.C., but Republicans want to vote her out as well, and we're going to meet one of her GOP challengers in just a couple minutes. Burl, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi there.
Yeah, hi. I was raised in a Democrat family most of my life till Clinton got in there, and then Obama. I could see where they was going, and Liz Cheney is in denial. This last election was fraud. Trump, when I seen he was going to run, I got three mail ballots. I'm down here in Missouri.
Yeah,
I got three mail ballots from Kansas telling me where I could go vote
Well, Democrat. I mean, you know, and everybody has a story like that, Burl. And honest to goodness, you know, like Donald, it was Hillary Clinton. Well, we don't really know what happened. And that was 2016. And anybody who gets hysterical over you saying what you just said, why doesn't Hillary Clinton or the Democrats ever get challenged for claiming the 2016 election was illegitimate? Does that ever dawn on you? If you're all upset and you get bent over, you get wrapped around the spokes, how dare you say November 2020 there were shenanigans, when the Democrats have said for years, since 2016, the 2016 was fraudulent, illegitimate, shenanigans. They can't answer that because they're frauds. They're hypocrites. It's a double standard. You know it, and I know it. Daniel, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Hi.
I made a giant Trump 10'4" during the election of the presidential, and yet the website on Sarasota, all it was women for Trump, you know, suburban women, yet they never put one picture of a giant Trump on their website.
Whose website?
On the Republican Party website.
Oh, locally in where you live or nationally?
Yeah. Locally.
Oh, I got you. Well, listen, this is the battle. This is where we are. The battle is between the pro-Trump Republican voices and the anti-Trump Republican voices. It's real simple. Real simple. Glad you called. Coming up, you're going to meet one of Liz Cheney's challengers. Not only will she lose her House leadership or her leadership position, probably. I don't know yet. I'd never rule out the swamp and the machine. The machine's very powerful. But she's also facing a challenge back home. We're going to meet one of her challengers coming up here on the Mike Gallagher Show, brought to you in part by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Right now, it looks like politics is cinema. These teachers' union have to act scared. They have to act reticent to come back, and that's how they get paid. And that's what happened here, because there was no risk. And that's not me saying there was no risk. The New York Times says there was no risk. They said the risk is minuscule to children.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Jesse Waters is right on Fox News. The teachers' union's very reticent to go back to work. It's kind of in large measure, it's a union thing. It's a union leadership thing. Do you think the teachers' unions have a mess going on? How about in New York and Broadway? Cuomo announced this week Broadway's reopening. How's that going to work? You ought to hear the members of the musicians, the unions that represent the actors and the musicians and the backstage people, they are flipping out. I bought some tickets yesterday online. I bought some tickets for the musical Chicago. That's going to be back in September. Fan of the Opera is coming back in October. They're all trying to come back, but of course, understand the starting point is A, New Yorkers are still pretty terrified of coronavirus, and B, a lot of people make more money at home than they do going to work. That's a problem. It's a big old problem. But what's not a problem is watching the way this army of listeners responds when I tell you a little story, like Vimeo earlier in the week, taking down Mike Lindell's Vimeo account. Vimeo is a video platform, and they took down MyPillow earlier this week. And then I tell you about it, and I say, let's support MyPillow. And then you buy product. We got the incredible price back. The Queen Premium MyPillow that's normally $69.98. Mike Lindell agreed to knock another $40 off it again down to $29.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. So if you want it, maybe today's payday and you've got some extra money in the bank account and you want to do something nice for yourself or for somebody else, buy a MyPillow. It's only $29.98. Buy as many of them as you want. Buy a whole bunch of $29.98. $40 off. Are you kidding? And these slippers, I am so thrilled to share the good news that my dear friend Joey Hudson, who's been going through a very tough time medically in South Carolina, is feeling better today. Had a good night last night, and he is on the road, the mend, the recovery from his surgery, and he's going to be great. And it's not life-threatening. It never was, by the way. He's just been having a lot of issues. He's got a whole MyPillow setup. I'm talking Giza Dream bed sheets, my slippers. You should be a MyPillow family like I am. I got it all. I've got the MyPillow bathrobe. The MyPillow bathrobe is the plushest, most comfortable bathrobe I've ever worn. And guess what? You're going to save 30% off the price with the promo code MikeG. The MyPillow bathrobe with Supima cotton for a relaxed fit, soft, comfortable. The slippers aren't just slippers. They're a religious experience. The slippers are made from the same patented fill that Mike uses to make the pillows with. In the soles of the slippers, two styles, moccasin slip-on, men's, women, 40% off when you use the promo code MikeG. So it's a good day to support MyPillow, considering what MyPillow is up against and what Mike Lindell has been facing. And this guy's a warrior. He's a patriot. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Listener Special box, the little square that has the picture of Gallagher and Lindell. Click on that box, and with anything you order, use the promo code MikeG to get all these huge savings on the over 100 products available for you to give you the best night's sleep of your life, guaranteed, from MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, promo code MikeG, like we love to say.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. All right, so Liz Cheney has got some headaches. Not only is she likely to lose her leadership position next week, maybe she'll face a significant challenge back home. One of her challenges, and we hear get a lot of great feedback from Wyoming, great station, great affiliate in Casper, KVOC, AM 1230. A lot of Republicans in Wyoming are not happy with Liz Cheney's anti-Trump narrative, diatribe. And Chuck Gray serves right now representing District 57. He's a Republican member of the Wyoming House of Representatives, and he's challenging Liz Cheney in the 2022 midterm elections. We had an opportunity to visit with him earlier in the week, and I want to share some of my conversation with you with Chuck Gray.
If you're a Republican and you're getting praised by the Speaker of the House who loathes Republicans the way she does, you might have a problem on your hands, Representative.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we see is that there is collusion between the insiders and the radical left. And that's what Liz Cheney is a part of, the insider class. I've seen this in the state legislature. We see it at the federal level there's basically they're working together. And so Liz and Nancy Pelosi are almost indistinguishable in terms of their agenda and what they're doing in terms of criticizing the president. And she was the first one in line for the impeachment narrative, and it was really, really revealing.
Well, it is revealing. It's also revealing to see this sort of Republican, I call a lot of them the Judge Smales types from Caddyshack, these country club Republicans who think that we're going to go back to the way things were prior to Trump. I thought Laura Ingraham had a terrific monologue this week, and I want to share a little bit of what Laura said about what we should expect from Republicans, and dare I say, a Republican like you, Chuck Gray. Listen to what Laura said.
The dinosaurs didn't know when their extinction was at hand, and neither do these people. But it's high time that House leadership right its ship and scrape off the barnacle of the Bush-Cheney era and do it once and for all. Here's a novel concept. Actually appoint someone to leadership who likes Republican voters.
Chuck Gray, I think you'd second that, and you'd say not only appoint people to leadership, but elect people into office who are Republicans who like Republican voters.
Well, we need Freedom Caucus Republicans in the Congress. I will be joining the Freedom Caucus as a member of Congress, not the sort of insider candidates that we've seen for decade after decade leading the party at the congressional level. And that's what we need in the Congress.
Well, and of course, you know what country club Republicans say about the Freedom Caucus, about the Jim Jordans, about Republicans like Ron DeSantis, and I dare say people like Chuck Gray. I mean, John Boehner is on this book tour right now, and, you know, he's got, I guess, he gives two craps. I mean, he's just throwing everybody under the bus and attacking you guys as a bunch of nuts and a bunch of kooks and a bunch of whack jobs. And, of course, I don't even know that John Boehner himself realizes when he denigrates the Freedom Caucus or when he denigrates the Ted Cruzes, when he denigrates Republicans like you, he's denigrating millions and millions and millions of Americans, at least 75 million of us.
Well, and he's also hurting our cause. I mean, you look at what the radical left wants to do just in Wyoming. I mean, let's go through each industry they want to shut down. The coal industry, they don't want to provide our coal industry access to markets via the west coast of the United States. They want to shut down our domestic coal-fired power plants. Oil and gas, the moratorium that Biden put in place, over 50% of our oil production is on federal lands and over 80% of our gas production.
That's Chuck Gray, who's a Republican member of the Wyoming House of Representatives, who's challenging Liz Cheney. I had a really good, extensive conversation with Chuck. And if you want to check out the whole conversation, particularly if you're in Wyoming, please go to our podcast at MikeOnline.com. It's available on our podcast, which incidentally, we've doubled our downloads in the last month or so. Lots and lots of downloads, and thousands of people are finding our podcast, which is great. We call it the Mike Gallagher Backstage Pass. And I hope you'll go to MikeOnline.com and subscribe to our podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are available. And go to MikeOnline.com for all the links. And it'll be a nice opportunity for you to hear some lengthy conversations and some great, unique content. It's the Mike Gallagher Show Backstage Pass. Go to MikeOnline.com and click on and subscribe to our podcast. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. 17 before the hour coming up. Wow, Candace Owens throwing the heat last night. Did you know that the mayor of Atlanta admitted that they fired a police officer, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, defended firing Garrett Rolfe. Do you remember the case of the guy that was fighting with the cops and fired his taser after he stole the taser from one of the officers and they shot him and there were riots in Atlanta? They burned down a Wendy's where it happened. They burned it down. And the mayor said that the reason the cop was immediately fired was because, well, I mean, essentially there'd be rioting. Well, now the police officer has been ordered reinstated on his job. He got his job back. You got to hear about what's happened in Atlanta. And I want to share with you Candace Owens' fiery denunciation of Atlanta, the mayor, and when the mob wins. That's coming up here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Don't go anywhere. More of the Mike Gallagher Show coming up.
Hey, Mike, I was just curious, if you can tell me, all these people that hate Trump on the left and on the right, I hear lots of name-calling and I hear lots of accusations. I never hear specifics. They call him a liar, but they won't tell you what he was lying about.
They never get specific about what he accomplished either. We had 4 years of conservative judges, a border wall that was built, not completed, but at least it was built. There was progress. We had lower taxes. We had a lot of great stuff happening. The pandemic hit, and the bottom dropped out. But I can tell you what it is. I mean, and someone can correct me if you think I've got this wrong. It was January 6th. Their hatred has intensified 100-fold, and they think January 6th justifies their existing contempt for Trump. In other words, January 6th took their hatred, their anti-Trump, their never-Trump, anti-Trump mindset, and just, they think, gave them all the vindication they needed. So they're louder than ever. Fortunately, we got some warriors on our side, too, like Candace Owens last night. I saw this headline, fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks reinstated. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that due to the city's failure to comply with several provisions of the code and the information received, the board concludes that Garrett Rolfe was not afforded his right to due process. This is the guy that shot Rayshard Brooks after Rayshard Brooks was the guy that fell asleep in the drive-thru at the Wendy's. And then when he was being arrested for public intoxication or whatever the charge was going to be, he fights back viciously with two officers, stole one of the officers' tasers, was running from the officers, turned and pointed the taser. I always thought the video showed that he fired the taser, but evidently he just, I don't know. I don't know if he fired it or not. People in Atlanta will know who've been closer to this story than we have. And they shot him. It's a terrible, terrible story. Terrible, tragic loss of life. You don't fight with cops. You don't steal their taser. You don't steal their weapon. You don't try to incapacitate an officer, or you could get shot. And he was. Now he's been ordered the job. He's been ordered reinstated. Now, you remember the Wendy's was burned down where it took place. Burned it to the ground. Here was Candace Owens last night reacting to the latest development of Officer Garrett Rolfe with Tucker Carlson on Fox News.
The worst part of this, Tucker, is that the mayor has come out. Keisha Bottoms has come out and spoken about why he was fired in the first place. You want to know what she says? She says, because if we hadn't fired him instantly in that moment because it was following George Floyd's death, it would have represented a public safety crisis. Essentially, what she's saying, Tucker, is we were scared, so we had to fire him because the mob was outside. It is a complete and utter act of cowardice that we are talking about. And the mayor knows that she did something simply to please the mob. And guess what? She's right. She is correct. Had they not have fired him instantly, her city would have burned for weeks on end. But what does that tell you about the state of America today?
What does that tell you about the state of America today? When I heard that last night, I thought, oh, no, no. Come on, Candace. There's no way the mayor said that. Well, here it is in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Hardly a conservative paper. Here was what the mayor said. Quote, given the volatile state of our city and nation last summer, the decision to terminate this officer after he fatally shot Mr. Brooks in the back was the right thing to do. Incidentally, that's a little deceiving. Shot him in the back as he turned and he was firing the taser at the officers. But let me read the statement again. This is what the mayor of Atlanta said. Boy, how'd you like to live in a city with this mayor? Given the volatile state of our city and nation, firing him immediately was the right thing to do. Had immediate action not been taken, I firmly believe that the public safety crisis we experienced during that time would have been significantly worse. What do you mean by public safety crisis, Madam Mayor? You mean riots? You mean burning down businesses like Wendy's? You mean violence in the streets? Is that a public safety crisis? Is that what we're calling mobs rioting now? Public safety crises? You got to be kidding me. Wow. That's where we are. 1-800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show are brought to you by Salem Media Group, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. I got the report last Friday. You know how many people are coming with us to Israel? October 27th, Gallagher Prager taking a group of listeners to the Holy Land, walking where Jesus walked. We're at 497 people. I want to be at 500 so bad. We're three people away. Maybe it'll be today. I'll get the report from Dan Nelson. Sail the Sea of Galilee with us. Touch the Western Wall. Walk where Jesus walked. And don't worry, you can book worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees. Get everything back if you decide to cancel for any reason. For details, go to standwithisraeltour.com and come join us in Israel this fall. Standwithisraeltour.com. The trip will change your life, I promise. Standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. And maybe today we'll get to 500 people. That would be so, so amazing. Coming up, Elizabeth Warren agrees that Facebook needs to be regulated. This is a strange story. We'll dive into that and a whole lot more as the Friday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show continues.